Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Freaking finally, welcome back to 20 whatever. My gosh.
Okay. Again, it hasn't been long for y'all, but it's been 5 weeks since we've recorded.
And we've been sitting here, like, doing sound check and everything, being like, nope, don't talk. Don't tell me.
We're like, oh my anything. God, how was this thing? And then we would start to be like, nope, shut up.
You guys, it's been so long. We were doing the hi, hey, hellos, and I forgot I was hey.
She was like, I thought that was your line. I'm like, what?
So that's how long it was.
That's how long it's been. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
It feels so good. How are we doing, ladies?
And I'm so glad we can finally talk about it. I've been sitting here like, just let's press record. I know.
I feel great. I'm very happy to be here. I've missed you all so much.
I know.
I miss the space, the room. Jessica, my love, how are you?
I was just thinking on the drive up from LA this morning to the set, I was like, wow, I'm just so, like, just feeling very, like, appreciative of, like, mm-hmm. what we have here, and just really driving and being like, I am just so thankful to spend all day with these amazing girls and just shoot and just do this.
Who
and like,
who paid you to say that? Who paid you? How much?
It's just me. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah. It better be a hefty fee.
I swear, but like, you forget sometimes that this is like the dream. Like,
right. Damn.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Damn.
You know, right. It's true, because sometimes when we have to drive home from LA, I'm like, oh, it's so early. We got to go. Oh, God. And right. I like get so caught up in that I don't realize that I'm driving to set to shoot podcast, which is something that I've only wanted my whole life. And
right.
So literally taking and like really appreciating that we get together after so long and just
right.
good girl vibes. So here we go. I'm so
Bro,
excited.
Paloma's in the car. Paloma's in the car. She's driving. I wasn't with her. This is actually, I think, the first way. I think this is the first time actually ever that we did not drive together to set, like, from LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were down for your sister's graduation.
I was already down. Yeah, my sister graduated, so I was already here. And she was like, oh, she called me. You were like, I was like, oh, I'm like 30 minutes away. Like, just wanted to bother you. Like, hey. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I was just like, well, all I have is myself and my thoughts. And usually right. I have you there. And so right. I was like, hey, so are we good?
Like, I'm like, yeah, I think so. Like, I'll see you in 20 minutes. But I also just like picture Paloma in the car, like driving, and she's like looking out of the window, like reflecting. She's like, oh, my dream. You know, when you're like in the train, and you're having your like main character moment. You're like looking out
Fly
the window.
Fly away. Break away.
And I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly.
As you're like passing the boobies on the way to San Diego.
Yes.
And there's just like a one lone tear. Just one.
So yeah, I had a very reflective, and then gave you a call. So yeah, maybe that was it. Actually, now that you
were
it.
Feeling emotional, and
no
you
wonder
needed to call somebody.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you are spreading your wings and learning how to fly
yes.
on your first solo drive.
Yes,
from LA.
Yes.
Yeah, that was super lonely. Don't want to do that again.
Okay, well, we'll have to coordinate next time.
Well, yeah. You were here for the graduation.
Yeah,
how the heck was that?
Yeah, so my sister graduated. I don't know if it's graduated or got promoted. I don't know what you call it. She graduated 8th grade, so she's going into high school. I guess promotion. Yeah, and that was a very weird, just like moment. I felt really weird. I was like, obviously, like, yeah, girl, graduate. But then I was like, wait, whoa, hold on. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to high school. Like, this is like where we start to really like grow up and like be like real human beings.
Yeah.
And that's like weird. And then I'm also like, I always say this. I'm like, I just graduated high school. But like, I really cannot say that anymore because my little sister is going to be a freshman in high school.
Gosh, that is so daunting to me.
It's sick. I asked her, I was like, so do you, like, how does that feel for you? Like, I know it probably doesn't feel like anything. It's just like, you know, going to the next grade or whatever. And she was like, yeah, it doesn't feel like weird. She's like, but it does feel weird to call myself a high schooler.
Yeah.
Like, that's like something you look forward to. And like, now it's here. And she was like, and you know, like, our brother is going to be a sophomore. So they're only a year behind. But he's been like, I love high school. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. So I think she's super excited because he's like loving all of it.
Yeah.
Good. But yeah, like it's a really weird feeling. I feel really old, but also simultaneously like still really young.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling.
Oh. I think that is like the epitome of being that 20 whatever is you're like, okay, I feel like I'm still in high school.
Right.
But I know I'm definitely not because my 10-year reunion is on the horizon.
Right. Next year. We all graduated 2014, right?
Yep.
Yeah, next year.
Paloma and I were in the same graduating class and we didn't even know.
That's so right. Dude, and we and you and I met our senior year of high school.
Yeah.
In 2014.
Wow. Look, I don't want to talk because at my young age of 27, I can't believe that Netflix would ask me if I'm still a part of the household. I was like, what the fuck?
Actually talk about that. They're really like out here trying to kick people out of the crew.
Yes.
And I'm taking it personally because I'm like, look, I may be married and have a child, but I'm still on my mom and dad's account.
But that they're still my mom and dad. I should be able to mooch off of them until the day is done.
Yeah, yes. I completely agree.
Why are you like, what are we doing?
It also feels like a personal attack. It's like, are you saying I should be my own individual because I am a child?
The last time that happened to me was when I hit 25 and they were like, all right, you're no longer on your parents' health care
insurance.
I was
bro.
Like, how are you gonna just kick me off and be like, sorry, good luck, no health care for you? Like, that was crazy. Pretty that hurt.
Do you think that Netflix employees get free like subscriptions?
Probably.
They have to. I wonder.
That's like people who work at like the Coca-Cola company. They have free Coke every Coke vending machine.
That would be in my interview for, you know, I was going to say auditioning for Netflix, LOL. I meant to say interviewing for Netflix. I'd be like, so yeah, all the things, right? Pay, et cetera, et cetera. Do I get free unlimited Netflix? No. Actually, remove my application. I got it.
Well, that kind of goes
I'm
with
going
like
to Hulu.
Literally. Thank you, Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But well, that kind of makes me think about it because we're like, obviously, but if you think about it, you would also assume that all Amazon workers like have Amazon Prime, but Amazon don't pay for that for them. So like, and I mean, not they probably should, but
right. But they don't.
Yep. But they don't.
But they should.
Well, actually, we never even addressed. I mean, unless you read the title, but sometimes you don't read and sometimes we don't have time to read. But this is y'all's favorite, a catch-up episode. So we're just going to be shooting the shit for probably an hour and a half.
Yeah. So get your Beverginos, salad, your sandwich, whatever kind of food you need and drinks, and let's go, baby.
Yep.
And we have a lot to catch up on.
Yes,
so take a seat.
It's going to be juicy, yes. Okay, but before we get into all the juicy deets and catching up of it all, we want to just remind you guys to hit subscribe, follow us on all of the things. You know, we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of this year, and we are really, really close to 50K. Like, we're really close. I was looking at the numbers, y'all. We're almost halfway. Yeah, like, we're very, very close. So make sure to subscribe. Leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever. I don't really, you know all the things. There's so many things these days. I sound like an old woman. You know,
just click
so
subscribe on the YouTube.
On the Facebook. You know what I mean? I was clicking all through the Facebook, and you're like, just say Facebook, dog.
Right.
It's not the thing. Anyways, subscribe.
We should also catch up with the girlies from reading a message from the group chat.
Yes,
Hold on.
Yes.
It's been a hot minute. Let's see what we have here. All right. This is from Richard from East Hollywood. Okay.
Oh, period. Hey.
I have nothing to say other than Jess is an absolute slay.
Period. Yes, she is.
Retweet.
Yes. Honestly, yeah. Yeah.
Jess is hiding behind her mic.
I know.
You all have like emotional support pillows. And sometimes when I know I'm not going to be on camera, I just rest my head on it. I just caught myself doing it this morning. I was like, uh-oh.
I'm like, should we get Jess her own emotional support pillow? Is that her birthday present?
Yes.
Yes.
All three of the colors in one.
Oh.
That'd be cute.
If you guys ever make a merch pillow, I want a body pillow that says, hi, hey, hello.
Period.
Done, baby. Whatever you need.
I know, literally anything you want.
Do you guys want to know what it's like? Just tell us what you want. We'll give it to you. Yeah, we love you.
Yes, yes. Also, while I'm thinking about it, I have seen so many comments and questions asking about your beats specifically. Oh. They are not orange beats. People are like scouring the internet for them. They're like, we can't find them.
Do they not make
are they
actual...
custom? Not uh-huh. orange. So these are stickers on Sierra's headphones, and I think I have stickers on mine as well.
We can yes. link them. They're also
yours
on
are actually
keys.
Pink.
No, oh, she has both. They are oh. rose gold, but we ended up it's a texture.
Oh, so they would all match.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I like looked at you and I was like, I have to address this because people are truly like ripping the internet apart looking for orange beads.
It's just a decal. Just
it's stickers. A DIY, baby.
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah.
But how so. Fun is it that they're all in our colors?
I know. Do some. Love that. I feel like at least one person notices every episode. They're like, wait. Are there colors on the headphones? Like, that's so cool. So, it's the little things, you know? I know.
Which, by the way, that was, like, Jess's idea, right? That little
yeah,
detail
we didn't even
of the
know.
Headphones.
No, it's actually no. Sierra's.
Shut
was
up.
It?
Yeah. I thought it was Jess's.
No, no, no. I did find them and apply them, but you were like, wouldn't it be cute if all the headphones matched? And I was like, on it.
Oh, I do oh kind God. Of remember that.
Okay.
In my brain, done. I was like, Jess.
That's Jess. Yes. I mean, facts. I we just walked in and we were like, oh my God, how cute. Like, I love know. It. You said it and then immediately forgot about it because you were like, oh my God, Jess, so cute. Like, it wasn't literally your idea.
Jess, you could take credit for like literally everything I do. And I'd be like, Jess.
Right. Yeah, credit to Jess.
I have the worst memory. You could just gaslight me into like that it's your channel. And I would be like, yeah,
it
that's
is.
Sierra Schultze.
Right.
Sierra, new intro. Gatekeep, gaslight, girl boss.
Yeah, yeah, bum, yeah, bum, yeah, bum. Yes, yes, yes.
Speaking of like us, you know, first sitting down and doing, you know, the headphones and seeing the whole set, we're coming up on a year.
We are.
Of doing the podcast.
We literally are. Actually, next week from when this episode comes out.
We'll I'm saving my tears for that episode. Like,
I know,
I'm not commenting.
I know, I know. But like, get super excited, guys. Like, gosh. Get super excited because we've been like really pushing and like working and doing this thing for a whole year. And like, also imagine like our first episode, how just, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it, but just like, we've come so far.
Yeah. Together.
Together.
With you guys.
Yeah, yeah, aww. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, save our teeth. Like, let's yeah. not. We can't.
But for real, we this has can't. Been like just the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love it. And I have so been looking forward to like, because it's been 5 weeks since we filmed. I'm like,
right.
God, I miss Ryan and Pete.
I know.
I saw you. We saw each other a little bit more recently because we were filming the Disney Bound video mm-hmm. for the Schultze channel.
Yes.
But that's,
yes, yes.
That's different because we're like busy and filming in a big
right.
group versus just like sitting down and like talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed this.
I know. I did too. I was like, preparing for this episode and I was like, when was the last time we even saw each other? And I had to go on my camera roll and I was like, okay, let's see, we have a selfie here, okay, 5 weeks, okay, gotcha. It's been a long time. So much has happened.
Which, by the way, so last time Disney, that was so fun.
Oh my
that
God,
was
that
our
was
first
so
trip of the three of us
going,
together
Disneyland.
To Disneyland.
Oh my God, that's right. And we ran into a viewer.
Yes,
we ran into a viewer. Yep. Yeah, honestly, that's the place. The number one place that I run into viewers
yes,
at Disneyland.
That is true.
It's our demographic.
Yeah. Facts. And
the
then
Disney adults.
Yep. Disney adults and at like concerts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's been like the one.
I know. We were like walking at one point and I remember someone was like, Sierra.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we all
oh,
looked.
Oh.
And then I got a DM and was like, we just said hi. Like, if we see you, like, we yeah. want to meet up. And I was like, we'll be around. Like, if you see us, please come up to us. Because.
And I understand because you were in line and to get out of like
no,
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. No.
No.
No way, dude.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is always forever long. Why?
No, not Peter Pan.
I was just going to say
Peter Pan.
Pan.
I'm like, oh, Peter Pan.
Right.
Mr. Toad's the one where you go, you drive drunk, get sentenced to jail time, and then go to hell. That's literally the plot of the ride.
What? Right.
Wait. The line is usually not that long.
Is that, but it's next to Peter Pan. Is that why
yes.
I'm confused?
Yes.
Okay.
They're right
okay.
next to each other.
Is that like okay. canon for the book? Like what?
Yeah, that's like, I mean, you literally, like, the last scene of the ride is like, you're in hell and there's like flames and like the devil.
I don't think I've been
they're
on
just little frogs.
Yeah, wait, I don't think I knew that.
Oh my gosh.
We should have gone on Miss. Well, now we have to go back to Disneyland.
I know, and get on that. I'm like, what?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, wait, what are yeah. we talking about? Okay. Is that a part of the movie? Is this a
I don't
movie?
Know. It's from The Wind in the Willows.
Right? Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Mr. Frog and Mr. Toad was a book.
Oh, that's a different Frog and Toad. That's like a
but, that, but I remember that. This is not no that
Frog and Toad was like wholesome.
Yeah,
little,
those are
like,
two
definitely gay frogs.
Yeah, that like drink cocoa or whatever. Yes. Right? Together. I've seen the memes.
Bicycle. Yes, yeah, and they're on a tandem bicycle.
Yes. Okay, this but that's not that. This. Okay,
no, that's not this.
Okay, that's probably
I feel
why.
Better.
Yeah, me. I was like, I don't remember this at all. Like, what are we talking about? Okay.
You know what's funny? I had this like same conversation with Hannah, our nanny, before the Disney creators trip, and she was like, "There's no way. Like, you're lying. Like, there's no way that that's like a ride in Fantasyland." I was like, "Please, like, go on it." And so, like, you know, she was with us parts of the trip, and then like solo with Grace parts of the trip, and then other parts she would like go off on her own and do the Disney things while we were with Grace. And during part of her solo time, she was like, "I have like a couple things I want to do: Rise of the Resistance, Incredicoaster, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride." She comes back to the hotel when we're there during Grace's nap time, and she's like, "So I did it, and it's actually crazier than you said,
bro." We need to get on it then. Like, we need to go because I have no idea.
And
like,
why is nobody raising questions about it?
I think it's because like in the early, not even just Disney stories, but just like fables in general, it was all supposed to like teach you a life lesson, and like drinking and driving was like, this was essentially a PSA against drinking and driving for kids. Be like, drinking and driving is bad. You could end up like Mr. Toad and die and go to hell.
I was just gonna say, go to hell is what it's giving. Oh my gosh.
But the fact that it's still there.
Yeah. That's tea.
So I think we need to go back.
Agree. I need to see what is going on with Mr. Toad. I have some questions.
That, and we have to talk about how we all three went on Splash Mountain together, and they, like, now they have officially closed, like, the Disney one in...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My friends right here on the other side of me got absolutely soaked.
Wrecked.
Absolutely soaked. Like, had to change all of the clothing.
P got it worse. I was in the front. P was behind me. She was in the second seat. There was a wave that, like, almost went, like, over and around me, and then just came in and, like... drenched.
Well, as soon as we got in to like the boat, you were like, "This water." Somebody was like, "This water.
The water's
is
higher.
Really high."
Mm-hmm. Yes,
mm-hmm. Like really high, because we weren't even like doing anything, but like maybe bobbing back and forth, and the water was just like splashing in.
Well, let me say, ladies, I've heard before from Disney people. Don't know if it's true. Correct me in the comments if it's not right. But they say that during the summertime they put more water in Splash Mountain, and then like during the wintertime they like the water's
not
as high.
Oh, right, because it's like hot.
Mm-hmm. And like, we went during summertime, but it was. Cold.
Yeah, it was chilly.
But we were not going to not go on Splash Mountain. That's
no,
my favorite.
Well, that's why we did it last.
And that is, I think they close it like a week after we went.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So that's definitely, like, that was the last time I've rode it. And I'm so excited for the revamp.
Yes.
It's going to be so good.
Princess Tiana.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of Princess Tiana, I realized over maybe the last few weeks that my boyfriend Ryan and I are Princess Tiana and Prince Naveen. Look at a picture. Look at the picture of Prince Naveen right now.
That's not Ryan.
And I just want to know, were you watching it? How did this come to you?
I was on TikTok and I was just like scrolling and I saw like somebody do the filter like, oh, whatever Disney character pops, like that's what your boyfriend looks like. And I literally wasn't going to post it. I do this all the time. I just do the filters and then I leave. Whatever. And I'm like, oh, let me do it. And it literally showed Prince Naveen and I thought about it for a second. Then I was like, oh my God, look.
Yeah, that's you guys.
Look at him.
Yeah.
How'd they get
Look
that picture of you?
Who took this? Yeah. So that's us. And I love to see it because thank God.
Yeah.
At least it's with the Black Princess. Thank God I have something. You know what I mean?
T. It's giving Halloween costume. Write that one down.
Yes. No,
oh, yeah. Oh, as soon as I saw it, I was like, right.
Yeah. Write that one down.
So then I posted it. I posted the TikTok because then I was like, well, this is actually not Cap. I literally was like, it's going to tell me it's like John from like the Pocahontas or something. And I'm gonna be like, okay,
this is an attack.
Yeah, yeah. I said, TikTok, what are you doing? But they were on it, so
yeah.
And
they're gonna make a whole Tiana's Place restaurant too.
Oh my God,
the beignets.
Wait, I was just gonna say they have to have
the
beignets with the little
and gumbo. Please,
oh,
yeah, I'll be there every
boy,
time.
That's gonna be awesome.
Are you guys on that side of TikTok where it's like former Disney employees or Disney World employees talking about how they've had to like spice down all of the foods, especially like Epcot and everything, because people complain that it's too spicy even when there's no spice in it or no like pepper or anything.
Oh no.
No.
They're like too spicy.
Yeah, you said that and I was like, please let the food be like good and authentic.
Right, right.
That too mayonnaise spicy. Is too spicy. spicy.
I know, I was gonna say, it's the people that are like, this ketchup's ketchup. Really spicy. I'm like the ketchup,
oh no. Oh no.
And you know what? I feel like Disney food is always like kind of like hit or miss. Like I never like it's either like this churro is so warm and so perfect, I could eat all of this, or I'm just like tasting it and I'm like, does this have salt?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Is
dry
or something? Yeah. Oh gosh.
The difference between like the warm, fresh batch of Mickey pretzels versus like the last one hanging there before they do the new batch.
Yeah.
When it's like hardened.
Yeah.
I had like a perfectly warm Mickey pretzel last week, and Steven's like, this is like 10 times better than any Mickey pretzel I've ever had. I was like,
oh my God.
You're like, I know.
Do you get the cheese?
I don't usually get the cheese because I'm walking while I'm eating it.
Right.
And to like have Grace on my hip, walk and dip.
And dipping.
But you could ask Grace to hold the cup.
She's getting there. She's getting there.
Yeah, you're like, Grace, I need you to hold the cheese. She's like, hold the cheese.
She's like holding the cheese.
And I do prefer the cheese. It's just the cost benefit.
Right. No, I totally understand that.
I feel that.
Ugh, yum. It's either the pretzel or like the churro that I need to have right before like the fireworks come on or something.
We tried a slushie at Disneyland. I didn't even know they had slushies. It's like over by Matterhorn. And we got them when we went.
Oh my God, you're right.
That was because of Grace. Every time we go to Disneyland now, I'm like, okay, like, is there a certain snack you want? She's like, slushie. Jerry slushie. She's so funny right now.
Dude, I saw, happy birthday, Grace. I saw the Mermaid Spectacular of it all.
Yes.
I know. You have to give me the whole tea because seeing it on the phone, I was just like eating it all up. Happy birthday, Grace.
I know.
So please give it to me.
It was so fun. I took almost the whole week off of work. I worked like that Tuesday and then I was with her the rest of the week. And we did like, we went to her first movie. We went and saw the new Little Mermaid in theaters at like a kids' theater.
How was that?
So good. I have one complaint. Everything else, perfect. Movie, amazing. Experience, amazing. There's a new song in the movie.
Oh, no.
Called Scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it is written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It is a crime against humanity.
No.
And Grace loves it. And she asks like 10 times a day, Scuttlebutt, Scuttlebutt. And it's the way she says it is so cute.
Right.
So I say yes. And then I have to hear Awkwafina going, remember that song in the swamp? I was like, bah, chicken, bah, over it.
It's Awkwafina's okay.
But
I do love Awkwafina.
Awkwafina, I don't know how I feel about Awkwafina, but
singing?
Yeah, my mom was like, oh, there's this new song in the movie. I loved it. My dad was like, I hated it. My mom was like, I loved it. So then I listened to it. I don't love it. It's not great.
Dang. But I'm going to have to hear this after
this
episode.
But some people really like it.
Yeah.
I posted about it and I got some DMs being like, not the scuttlebutt slander.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like it's very controversial on the internet right now.
It is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
other than that, so glad I took Grace to the movie.
Yeah.
It was so fun. She loved it. And she just loves all things mermaid. And like, so that we had her mermaid birthday party then a couple days later. And she just was on cloud nine. She loved it.
So cute. And I loved how you bought like a cake, but then put like all the little like trinkets on it. Like that was so cute.
It was so fun. And it was so much cheaper than getting like a like custom mermaid cake. Like we just got like a sheet cake from Albertsons. And then I put all the little figurines. And now she gets to have the figurines.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like toys.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
So cute.
So much love,
Hallie. You did that. Listen, I've been listening to what's the one song? It's not, I think it might be new for the movie.
Yes, there's a new one for the first time.
Yes.
So good. I will say, I'm not usually the biggest fan of the live action remakes because it feels like, was this necessary?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This movie was necessary to be made just so that Halle Bailey could play Ariel.
Right.
She is the most convincing Ariel I've ever seen.
I'm getting chills.
Like,
oh my gosh.
You know how everyone kind of plays Ariel the same?
Yeah. Because
she's like an iconic character.
Yeah. Right.
I believed her as Ariel. Like, she was so good with the acting. It was so like wide-eyed innocence, but not like over the top.
Not like Disney wide-eyed.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And her voice was unbelievable. I thought like that was the first live action movie where I'm like, this definitely needed to be made. Because you needed to play Ariel.
I love that.
And everything else in the movie could have been trash, which it wasn't. Like, a lot of the movie was really good. And it still would have been amazing.
How was Prince Eric?
He was good.
Why are you so cheeky?
Was he cute?
He was, like, cute.
Okay, the way you were like, he's good, I was like, oh, he was hot.
I know. I'm like,
he's hot. Got it.
Yeah, now the real question, does he look like Steven?
Is it a brunette man?
It's a brunette man.
Oh, my God. I'm screaming. That is so funny.
I have a type. What can I say?
Listen, that's she fair. Likes what she likes.
I know. Listen. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask because I have seen a little bit on TikTok where the girls are like, because apparently Eric is like singing and like holding it very much. And it's giving like Troy Bolton during like Bet on It.
Yes.
And that's like the only clips I've seen. But I was like, oh, the girls are shaking at the theater.
Yeah, something I really liked too is they expanded on his character a little bit and basically gave him his own like treasure trove. Like, you know how she has her cave with all of like her, you know, little collectible things. And then when she's in the castle, she stumbles upon his library and he's like, these are all the things that like I've collected. Like, because I love the ocean and like I want to travel and like go to uncharted waters. And it was like,
oh my God.
Like, that's sweet. That's
so beautiful. So he's like collecting all this like water stuff.
Yeah.
And she's collecting all this human stuff.
Yeah. And then when it ends, they both like go out on the ship and they're like, where to? Uncharted waters.
I love it.
I know, because like she went on land, he showed her like his place, and then she's like, all right, now I can show you my world.
I know. Oh
God, it's too much.
I really liked it. I also thought Melissa McCarthy was amazing as Ursula.
I have seen pictures and people are dogging her makeup. People are like, it's bad. And honestly, it's like doesn't look great. Yeah. But Melissa McCarthy is that girl. Yeah. I really like her. I think I like her in everything I see that she's in. I'm like, you're top tier.
I didn't even know she could sing.
Oh, that's right. They're singing.
Yeah, this. And she does really well.
Period.
I know.
I cannot wait to see this. Oh,
I know. It's like at the top of the list.
I will say, a lot of the CGI is really good. And like Under the Sea, it's like a beautiful sequence. Flounder is a little concerning.
Oh.
His CGI, I'm like, this is a little off. Mm. Something off about Flounder CGI.
Okay.
But other than that, Sebastian's is still not excellent, but it doesn't give me a weird tingle like Flounder does, where I'm like, oh,
what is like a little like nails on a chalkboard type vibe.
Yeah, well, and like his eyes are on the side of his head like a fish would be.
Right.
But
like, this is fake, so maybe put it here.
Right.
Front facing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Grace has a shirt with all the Little Mermaid characters from the new movie, and she loves it. And every time I see Flounder, I'm like, oh.
Right. Okay.
I wonder what that choice was about, because a lot of people are like, what is that?
They were just trying to make it
realistic. Okay.
That's been my consensus of it all. Like, they're trying to make this look like they're actually like real fish.
Mm.
But I feel like there needs to be some sort of.
I'm like, it's a talking fish.
So it's already not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the CGI in that sense, a little off-putting. But the movie as a whole was so phenomenal. And I think it just amplified Grace's love of Little Mermaid like tenfold. It's like her whole personality right now.
Oh,
yesterday, we were watching Little Mermaid and she was like, Dinky Hopper, Dinky Hoppy, Dinky Hoppy. And it was when Ariel was like brushing her hair with a fork. I was like, oh yeah, like, it's a fork. She thinks it's a dingle hopper to brush her hair. And she was like, me, Dinky Hoppy. And I was like, okay. So I went and got her a fork. And it was like the coolest thing she'd ever seen. I'm like, this is the easiest way to become a cool mom.
Right.
Yep.
And it's also funny, like she's never seen a fork before.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
The other thing that Grace is so obsessed with right now and will not stop talking about, when she saw your sister in the Finding Nemo show.
Yes.
A month ago.
Oh my God, it was a month ago.
Oh my gosh. Can you talk about it? Because you guys both went to the show and I did not. So
we
please.
We went to the show, but we did not go on together. The same night. We didn't go together, which sucks. I wish we could have.
I know.
My sister was in, I almost said Little Mermaid. Nope. Another fish show. She was in Finding Nemo. I remember she was like, it's a really short show. You know, it's a junior version, you know, whatever. Mm. I remember telling, I think we were filming. I think that's why we were here. We were filming.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to see my sister's show. It's Finding Nemo, whatever. And she was like, and you were like, oh, Grace like is into, you know, like Nemo, whatever. And then we were like, you should definitely go. Like, you should definitely bring Grace and go. Like, I don't know if she'll be able to sit through it. Like, I don't know like what the tea is, but like, you should definitely go. And you guys went.
And it was the greatest day of her whole life. She talks about, well, she says, first of all, a couple times a day, she goes, ask Riri. And I'm like, you want me to ask Ryan if you can go to the fish show again? And
also, she's like, can we acknowledge Riri?
Yeah.
So cute.
That's my
so
name from Riri. Now on. Do not ever call me Ryan again. It's Riri.
Riri.
Thank you.
That's so cute.
She wants me to ask you
right.
if she can go to the fish show again.
Right.
And then she talks about your sister like she's a celebrity. Like she's one of like the Disney characters that she met. Ask Riri, sister, muslin. Like, she, like, draws it out like that. And she talks about how they took a picture together and that she, like, held her hand. Like, she, talks about that all right. the time. And then also, like, the plot of Finding Nemo. Like, those right. two things were the most important thing to her. Like, meeting your sister
yeah.
after the show. It was, like, waiting in line to meet, like, a Disney princess.
Right.
Right.
And then she tells me the plot of Finding Nemo, like, 30 times a day.
I love that.
Yeah. She goes, sad baby fish. No, dada. Sad. See, dada. Happy fish. That's the plot of Finding Nemo.
That is the yeah. plot of Finding Nemo.
Period.
And it, yeah. she loved it. And I got to go with your family, which was yeah, so fun. Yeah,
that was so cute. Okay, I actually also have to mention my mom. Okay, so she calls me, like, I think the next day or 2 days after the show, seeing the show with you guys. And she was like, girl, my friends were so embarrassing. They were fangirling over Ciara. It was ridiculous. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, yeah. One of my friends was like, oh my God, it's Ciara. Oh my God, from the podcast. Like, what do I say? What do I do? And my mom was like, girl, like, pull it together. And she was like, yeah. And then my other friend, like, made some really, like, cringy joke about, no! about, oh, are we, like, vlogging right now? Like, are we live or whatever. And she, my mom was, like, so embarrassed because of her friends. And I was like, I'm embarrassed because of all of you guys. Like, please pull it together. Like,
I loved it. I loved it. They were all so sweet. And the whole show was so good. And your sister was so good.
Thank you.
Like, I'm not just saying that because she's your sister.
No, right.
She will have, like, a future as in a career as, like, yes. singing and acting. Honestly, there's no question.
I agree. And mm-hmm. like, I know, yeah, well, that's my sister, whatever. But like I've said before, I am unfortunately not as delusional as I wish that I was. Mm-hmm. But like, I can very much see that she is like very talented.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know how there's always that like one, maybe two kids in a show where it doesn't even matter if they have a big or a small part. You're just like, that person has like star quality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could be in the ensemble and your eye immediately goes to them. Like, that is so your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was so cool to see her perform.
Yeah. She's excited for high school because, you know, obviously like the shows get better and better. Yeah. So she's like, I can't wait for high school theater. I'm like, I can't wait. Cause that shit, drugs.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know, back. Grace and I will be at every show.
Oh, then, honestly, we should have a little, like, we all should go see the show and yes. bring Grace and we can go and, like, support her. She would eat that up.
Dude, I had so much fun, like, writing a Stargram to send her backstage. Dude. Like, that, like, just brought me back.
Dude. Stargrams? Wait, let's talk about Stargrams. Because the thrill of receiving a Stargram while you're doing a show.
Dude, going to, like, your, the dressing room, saying, like, your little spot and, like, all the flowers and all the shit, you're like, yeah.
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 My friends are out there.
My friends are there.
And my grandma. And
yeah, my grandma.
A Stargram.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. And like, you would always have like some people like of the cast like come by and be like, where's they? We have a Stargram. Yeah, and then yeah, they yeah. like love passing the Stargrams out because like
absolutely.
Giving the gift to the people.
Oh my like, God. So also, amazing. This is so side note, but I got roped in to like volunteering. My mom had to like do something. So, and I was here. So I had to volunteer in her place. Oh. First of all, tragic. I
thought you volunteering.
I was so like, I am no one's parent. Like, what are we doing? And like, but shout out to the parents because without like parent volunteers and stuff, like stuff doesn't get done. So I was like selling raffle tickets.
Oh.
I didn't know how much the tickets were. But there was a little girl running around also selling raffle tickets. And I was like, hey, how much are the tickets? She was like, it's five for this, 10 for this. She was giving me the tea. And I was like, right. thank God for this little girl because I'm out here like, I don't know. Just give me $10. I'll probably give you 10 tickets. Like, I don't know. And this little, she couldn't have been more than 8. Was aww. Like, so five for $5, 10 for this, this, this. And I was like, period. Thanks, girl. So it's five for this. Crazy, crazy. Shout out to all the parent volunteers.
Yes.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. Youth theater would not be youth theater.
Would not be.
Without parent volunteers.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Ooh, and when you got to be the one backstage picked by the parent volunteers to go be the one to sell the raffle tickets in your costume.
Oh.
That's better than a Stargram.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Only if you were in the ensemble. Because like if you were lead, you never got to go. No. Because they were like, you can't because whatever. You
that
know,
was like the most fun part about being in the ensemble. Yeah. It's like yeah. I get to go sell raffle tickets. I get to go
sell raffle tickets and I get to be in every dance number. Yes. And I also don't have the stress of being the lead.
Yeah.
Were you guys ever in those community theater shows where they like would promise that like every kid gets at least one line?
Yes.
And so then they
yes.
would like write in a bunch of extra lines where it'd be like, I want to go to the fish store. Me too. Me three. I've never seen a fish. What's that? Like, and they'd add all mm-hmm. of those lines in yep. so every kid gets a line.
I think the company we were with was adding characters whole entirely.
Oh, like, yeah. Adding songs.
We were
songs.
Like, we're going to have problems adding with the like the
whole
rights.
Songs.
Yeah, there was added songs, added characters, apparently. Like, literally, I think one time we almost got in trouble with the rights.
Yeah.
Because they were doing too much rewriting.
Doing too much. Too much rewriting. Changing the script? What are we doing?
Yeah.
They're like, we know better than Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to add in this NSYNC song right here.
That also just happened to be perfect for that director's child.
Oh,
please. Oh, God. So, I'm gagged.
Anyways.
Child.
Okay,
so you guys, during the break, while I was going to Finding Nemo and Little Mermaid, you were in Nashville.
We went to Nasty Nashville. Yes, we did. For
the wedding. We did. Oh, my gosh. It was so much love, you guys.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. My boyfriend was actually in the wedding, and he got to hold their, like, little dog down the aisle. So he was, like, obviously, like, a star. So anytime someone would see, he'd be like, oh, your boyfriend? Oh, he did so great. I'm like, oh.
He didn't do anything but hold the dog.
He held the dog. So he looked at me. Just kidding, baby. You did so great.
Yeah. I mean, no, you're listening. Awesome.
But it
was so fun.
When you see people you love be in love and, like, the whole celebration of the family, just seeing so many loved ones be there for them and support them was just...
Bro, the groom sobbing.
Oh.
Our friend, our friend sobbing. Literally, like, before she even got there, I was like, oh, this man is down bad. Mm-hmm. Down bad.
Yeah, and this was your first time in Nashville.
This was my first time in Nashville. Lit.
Did you guys go down, like, out in Broadway?
Oh, yeah. So that whole first day, we were just on Broadway, like, the whole time.
Oh,
we, like, just so bar hopped, and it was so fun. My boyfriend Ryan is not from Nashville, but he went to school there and lived there for 6.5 years. So was like, but he hadn't been since he moved to LA. So he was like, we gotta do this, and we gotta eat this, and we gotta do this, this thing. I'm like, yes, we're also here for a wedding. We're only here for 4 days, but we'll just have to come back. But we, like, what was that one bar that we went to, and this girl was like,
Tooties.
On
Tootsies.
Yes, we went there. What's the other one, though? That girl was, like, on top of, like, the thing. And
it's the one by the gentleman. Like, it's, like, a famous one. It's, like, a singer's name, his bar.
Yes.
I can't remember. Alan. No. I'm just naming the country singers.
I don't even know.
I don't know, but
it was, she sang the house down boots. It was crazy. And what Ryan was telling me was, like, because he used to work at all these venues, like, as, like, doing music and stuff. And he says that, like, these bands and these, like, performers will go and sing and perform for, like, 4 hours straight, leave to go to another venue and do it again for 4 more hours. And it's just like that. And I'm like, literally how? And these people are, like, singing, like, playing. And everybody in the band sings. It's not like they have a singer and then they have, like, a guitar player that doesn't do it. Like, everyone, the drummer, they all sing. I was, like, blown away by, like, the talent.
Everyone in Nashville is so talented. Like, I remember when I went for a bachelorette party, we were, like, walking, not even, like, on Broadway, like, on a side street. We'd just go into a bar, and there'd be someone singing with, like, the most beautiful voice I've ever heard.
Right.
And, like, mm-hmm. some random.
Random. Like, hole in the wall. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And just phenomenal. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hot.
Very hot.
It was hot. It started raining randomly for, like, 5 seconds.
That was crazy, huh? All of a sudden, it was just, like, a downpour, we, like, and then it would stop.
And then it stopped, like, oh, and then shit. It never rained again.
But, like, hottest, so, like, super humid. So, like, I had to slick my hair back. That was my MO, because I was like, my hair will fluff up and just turn into a thing. So I, like, slicked that back and was like, yeehaw, let's go.
Yeah, yeehaw.
Yeah.
It was super fun. I had the actual best burger of my life. I think about it every day, and that sounds so dramatic, but, like, my life literally changed.
Honestly, you're such a bitch for talking about this right now.
I know. She didn't get
to have it.
Well, I think we all have to go to Nashville.
Please.
I can't even, like, I literally.
Can you describe what was in the burger? Because that's what got
to me. So the burger was called Cobra Kai. Let's start there. Okay. And it had jalapeno jelly and cream cheese.
Mm.
Sounds like a lot, but I'm telling you right now, it literally changed my life. Like, I was there with Ryan, and he said after every bite, I would say, wow. And I was like, no, I didn't. You're so dramatic. He was like, Ryan, dude, you literally would bite it and be like, wow. After every bite, and then the sandwich was gone, and you were like, should we get another one? I literally was like,
she sees me and she's like, Paloma, I had a burger and it made me think of you the whole time.
Know,
you would have
loved
it. I was like,
no,
oh, with the jalapeno jelly.
Yeah,
I was at the rehearsal dinner, so we were separated at that point, and she had one of the best burgers of her life without me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they were in the restaurant, they were playing Harry Potter. And I was like, do I belong here?
Yeah.
Should I literally move here?
Can I say I do love that about you, that you're a Harry Potter fan. Like, I always forget. I forget that you're like a Harry Potter gal. Like, yeah. You know? Yeah. And then you're like, it's Harry Potter. And I'm like, oh my God, I love it. Like, I forget that you love that.
I forget that deep down, you still are a cringy millennial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
But you hide it so well.
Oh, do I? Despite everyone hating the fact that I, like, am a pretend Gen Zer. Listen, I'm a cusper, okay? And sorry that I'm confusion about where I belong in this world, but I am. That's why I said the Harry Potter was playing and I was like, the millennial in me is really thriving right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm a millennial. And okay. Yes, but I like the Gen Z things. Okay, sue me. Jesus. Nashville was great.
Oh, that's so fun.
I
loved it.
And I absolutely need to go back.
And it definitely is that place for a bachelorette party. Like the amount of, oh my gosh, the amount of like girly pops with like the white cowgirl hats and then like everyone in black or something like that.
Or pink.
Just like the parties. Like that was very, it was so many like just woo girls just having a great time. Oh my gosh, I loved it.
It's like woo girl central.
Yes.
And I feel like the three of us would just have so much fun because we are such like girls girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like we would have so much fun just running around being like, oh my God, woo!
Yes.
Bachelorette.
Yes. It was super fun. It was really fun. Too short of a trip, though, for sure.
Yeah.
We did fly back together. That was fun.
That's fun.
That was fun.
We didn't get to fly there together, but we flew back, and that was fun. Being in the airport, we were talking about this. Like, there's no rules in the airport, right? You can show up at the airport at, like, 6 a.m. You're allowed to get a cocktail. Like, there's no rules.
Baby, we took shots before we boarded that plane. Just so you know.
We did take shots before we got on the plane. It was lit.
We actually ran into the bride and groom at the airport while we were there, while they were leaving for their honeymoon. They're on their way to Greece.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
So we got to, like, kiki with them and, like, talk to them about the wedding and party. Stuff. Yeah,
that's
great.
That's so fun.
I know. Yeah. Ugh, such a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys did Nashville. Yes. What else have you guys been up to in the past 5 weeks?
Pride happened.
Pride. Oh my God.
Oh, my gosh. Please take
it away. Oh, my God. Okay, so we went to LA Pride. It was lit. Obviously, Pride. Had a great time. Gay rides. We love it. We're, like, trying to find food. We're just, like, walking through, like, just some random area. And I, like, am ordering my burger. I'm a burger girl. I just go, how many times can I say burger? Got a burger.
I think we need burgers for lunch.
Mm-hmm. It was great. By the way, the burger was great. I turn around and I see this person in front of me. And I'm like, I know who that is, but I can't place it in this moment. And then I looked and looked. Allison Stoner.
No way!
Allison Stoner. And I was looking at them and I was like, oh my God. Oh my, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I was telling Ryan and I was like, it's Allison Stoner. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I literally bolted across the Paloma. I was like, Paloma, look on my left. If you turn to your left at 3 o'clock, I was like giving, because I didn't want to be like dramatic. Right. And they were there.
Oh, yeah. You're very subtle.
Yeah. Well, I ran. I was trying to give directions. And the thing was, they were there with their partner. And so it was very clear that, and they were like, you know,
didn't
want to
bother. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want a picture so bad. This would be so good for 20, whatever. That's what I was thinking.
That is what she said to me. She goes, okay, Paloma, like, it would be amazing for the content. Like, I don't want to go ask for a picture, but we should ask for a picture for 20, whatever, right?
And then we were looking, and then I was like, no, they're like so intimate right now. Like, we just,
yeah,
cannot.
We could.
I was like, but just do not. And I was like, lit. I was like, but like, do not forget. Don't forget. Write it down. So I wrote it in my notes app. I was like, Allison Stoner at Pride.
I know. And she, I think she knew that. I think they knew that we were like looking at them because we made eye contact. And she like smiled at me. And I was like, oh God, I'm staring, huh?
Yeah. I definitely don't think that we did the best at being like chill.
But we did not approach. We gave space.
Yeah, we didn't approach. Like, it was very much like,
yes, we vibe, see you smiling, bitch. Smile, and we smile, but yeah, we smiled at each other, so that's all I needed.
No, aww. Yeah, it was super sweet. So saw them, like, totally, and they were just like walking around. That was great. And then we saw Trixie Mattel.
I saw your Instagram story.
Yeah, we saw Trixie Mattel a DJ. Yeah, and I was thinking about you the whole time. I was like, I should have told Jess, but then I forgot while it was happening. I was so drunk, girl.
Jess, would you say that's like the number one person you would want to meet?
Yeah, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Ryan, I want to take you to Trixie Motel. Maybe that's a girl's trip.
Yes.
It's up in Palm Springs. It's like all pink. It's
it's perfect. It's perfect. Dude, first of all, respectfully, Trixie, bitch, you were like 2.5 hours late. And that was really crazy.
Should we give a little bit of background?
Give a little bit of the tea.
So there we were and we're like, okay, Trixie's going to come on. And it was like free admission. So when it's free admission, you kind of got to like wait by the front in the line because if not, you just lose your spot. Mm-hmm. So there we were standing in line for like a long time waiting.
And it was
at the
like,
bar.
Just to preface, because we do have to give this. There was the two of us. my friend from New York, and then Ryan's roommate and his girlfriend. So there was a crew of us, and then we had these two straight guys, which we love, and allies, love it. And they were just literally, like, vibing.
Yeah.
They had no idea what to expect, but they were just like,
yeah.
Cool. So we had to preface that.
No,
go,
please.
Continue.
And there we are waiting. Okay, we finally get linen. And we're waiting for Trixie. Time goes by. An hour goes by. 2 hours go by. And I'm like, my phone's about to die because I accidentally left my flashlight on for taking photos with Ryan. And so we got the photo. I hope y'all saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, we got the photo.
We got the photo, but your girl left her flashlight on and my phone literally was about to die. And I called an Uber. So I was like, I need my phone not to die to call this Uber.
Right.
So I was
my
like,
phone had died, by the way.
Dead. Oh, she had lost her phone. So we have no phones. Like, at this point, we're like, we can't get separated because we don't have cell phones and I need to call an Uber.
Poor. And the boys left. So Ryan and his roommate left. They were like, dying. And I was like, just go.
It was just so late. Send and like, I, you didn't even think that Trixie was going to come on at this point. So I actually at one point looked at Ryan and was like, hey, I want to stay longer, but my phone's about to die. And I need to take literally a lift back home and I just can't make it.
Yeah.
I start walking out and I hear Trixie come on.
Hey, bitches.
Oh my God.
I turned around and I run back in. It was bananas.
I was like standing up and because you had left my eyesight. And so I was like, okay, she's gone. Tracy runs out and I like jump up and I'm like, baby. She's like running back. She's like, I see it.
And we ended up getting like a little section over here, like in the VIP area. And they said, you can stay unless someone wants to buy it. So we were like, oh, we'll just sit because we have to rest our feet. We've literally been standing.
Yeah.
So I literally jump over a booth into the other booth. I'm like climbing. I'm like, I'm so sorry to the people I climbed over, but I threw my body over into the thing. Recorded for 5 seconds and then put my phone away because I was like,
yep, I have to use
my
it
phone's
for the
going
Uber.
To
yeah.
die.
And was it amazing?
It was so, she was so good. She was so funny. And I was literally about to say, so my phone was dead and Ryan had left. So I like didn't have a phone. I was there like with Ryan's roommate's girlfriend. So we were all going back to the same place. And I was just like, I just took Trixie in because I didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
So I couldn't record. I couldn't do anything. And so I was just really, really present. I mean, I was lit. But I was like, wow, like this is what it's like to be at a place and not record anything. Because like even at concerts, you know, like, anywhere, you're just like, oh, I just want to like remember. And I was just like,
I'm here
vibing.
Yeah,
I like do not I can't. And that was cool.
Yeah,
there was a moment that I was like so annoyed. I was like, I can't even get like a photo of her or like a video of her, like, oh, this is so annoying. And then I was like,
tis what it is.
Like,
I experienced
take it, in.
It
yeah
dude.
I can
what
get
a
pictures
way
from somebody
to
else.
Celebrate pride.
It was so good.
That's so fun.
It was so good.
So cool.
So fun.
Did she say what she was late?
No.
Nah, she was just like, was you've like, been waiting no, for me. Yeah.
She was like, she literally said, she was like, this is a free event, bitch. And I was like, you're right.
And she
you're
called,
right.
She's like, is this a free event? Well, I can see by the
I
kind
can
of
tell
people
that
here.
This is
Jesus
a free event.
Christ.
Yeah, she
was I
was
like, oh, my God.
She's such a bitch, but like.
In the words of the Queen of Genovia, a queen is never late. Everybody else is simply early.
Simply early. Yeah. But that was fun.
Trixie Mattel.
Yeah.
And Julie Andrews.
And Julie Andrews. The queens of the universe. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was lit.
And update on my house front. I have unboxed my last box. Like, it felt so therapeutic. Like, just opening that last one and unpackaging it. And it was honestly there on the ground for so long because I didn't have a desk. I, like, ditched my last desk at the old home.
Mm.
And moving forward, I was like, okay, you guys, it's time. Now or never, I'm going to get, like, a standing desk. So I got the standing desk and built it myself.
Wow, Bob the Builder.
Thank you so much. She can fix it. And I built that shit by myself and then got to put all my desk stuff. And it's so amazing. Like, I love when I start getting like, what's that trending sound right now? It's like the crazies or, oh, my doodle bop time. What's that? It's like so
oh,
funny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's
wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle time. Me, when I start getting my wackadoodle time, I like put the desk all the way up and I'm just like putting on music like Gasolina. Yeah. And I literally messaged Ryan.
I'm on Gasolina.
Did I not text you? I was like, girl, I am throwing ass right now because I literally said that. I was like, so
it was like 3 p.m. and she was like, is it, should I be drinking right now? Like, I'm listening to music but I'm working, but I'm like twerking. I was like, what?
I was trying to focus and like do good work and like really get in the zone, but I ended up like hyping myself to want to go out. And I was like, oh my God, girl, like what are we doing
tonight? Should we get together? I was like, what?
So anyways,
it's like a Tuesday at like 2 p.m.
Yes, it literally was. It
let's
literally
go
was. yeah.
That's how I feel though when you guys come over for podcast your day. I'm like, this is what I don't care if it's 9 a.m. this is what I've been waiting for.
Crack open a claw. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cheers to that.
I love that for you.
No, we love that. On a similar... No, I was going to say similar. No, it's not. This is random. So I don't know why I was about to lie right now. But I have been kind of in a content crisis.
Oh, let's talk content crisis.
And I haven't brought it up. And I was going to like text you and I was like, save it for the pod.
Oh, here we go.
Now I'm on the other side of it. But I was like, I don't know who I am as a content creator right now. Mm. Like, I have no idea. I'm just putting out content, but I don't really know like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know the direction I'm going in, like super confusion. And I was like, I think I need to take a break. Mm. I was like, I think I need to not really vlog or do anything YouTube wise. I think I'll probably still post on Instagram because I still like take pictures and whatever. And that's like not deep.
Yeah.
But I was like, I think I need to like not make YouTube videos right now and like regroup, recenter, figure out what I'm doing, what I want to do. Like, is this a rebrand? I don't know. Oh. What kind of is right. And I was like so stressed and I slept over at Paloma's house and we were just like talking about life. And I was like, I don't know like what I'm doing.
We had like a 4-hour content talk, I feel like.
It was like so long.
Yeah. Is it that you're not feeling fulfilled by what you're making right now or you just don't see like a clear path forward?
I don't know why I'm putting out content. Like, I'm putting out content and then I'm like, but for what reason? Why?
Yeah. And I do want to say that's okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times people like hyper focus and niche themselves down like too soon and too much. And like, it's okay to just view it as like a hobby again where you're like, oh, maybe I don't know exactly where I'm going. I'm just going to have fun. And when I do something that I like and that the audience likes, then I'll just do more of that and we'll kind of see where it takes me. And like, that's okay to not have it all figured out.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I was like, oh, I want to do this thing. And like all of the things that I wanted to do, like my content pillars, I really enjoy. But for what I think what I want long term, the things that I was doing and what I thought I was doing isn't actually going to lead me to where I want to be.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, what is the end goal, right? Or what are the end goals or things that I want? And is what I'm doing now going to get me to that point?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what are you working towards?
What am I working towards? And then Paul was like, well, what do you want? And I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, well, that's the problem. You're just like making content and doing things. And I love vlogging and I love creating content. However, if this is like, because it is like a business, right? And my brand is like who I am, I need to figure out where I'm going and why I'm doing things and why I'm making content and all this stuff. And while this episode is going out, like, I think I probably might still be on a break. I don't actually know, but like, I am definitely not filming content right now. And I'm just like taking time to figure out what I'm doing. I also just started seeing a life coach this week.
Snap it out.
And yeah, it's like, I think it's going to be interesting. And I also have to like remember that like, this is not therapy.
Right.
This is like something different.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the next coming up episodes, I can kind of give my little review on that and talk about that and how that's going for me, because I don't have anything to say about it just yet. But I think that having a life coach and trying to like organize my life and then also like having this like break from filming is gonna like, I think I'm gonna come back like super strong, like super hard. So yeah, that's me.
That's good. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm proud of you for doing that. I think a lot of people just keep chugging along even if they don't feel inspired by it, they don't feel like they have direction. It's like, well, I this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm gonna keep doing it, and then they burn out.
Right.
And I'm like so proud of you for like identifying that and saying, you know what, I just need to step away. And like, I hope you feel empowered to take all the time you need so that when you come back you feel like that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of like what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I was on my way to burnout. Like, I was like, oh, I'm definitely like starting to like not want to do this because I'm like stressed. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't want to get there. So maybe we stop right now and reassess. And also, I think I lost footage for like 3 videos in a row and I wanted to actually end it all. And so I think that was the catalyst of like, maybe we need to pull it back a little bit.
I totally hear you and feel you, because I feel like, as we mentioned in that long 4-hour chat, that we were just talking content, and I'm just like also in the same boat of like, okay, direction. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Because I recently, snap it out, just got the YouTube partner.
Woo! Yes, I saw the yes.
I'm congrats, so proud of you. Brad. Thank you so much. So I feel like that milestone really got me like sitting like, oh my God, girl. That should have always been the tea because I'm still putting videos out on the internet. But that moment I was like, okay, we need to like really thoroughly think right now because now we're not just like vlogging and doing it for funsies. Like maybe we could pop our pussy and do something.
Yeah. No, right.
So that I think was like also like the catapult to get my brain turning and just like rethinking all of my content, just like every single outlet. Like I was thinking TikTok, I was thinking Instagram and YouTube and like all new strategies for all of them. So I'm also taking a brief pause to collect myself and then go because I hopefully once I go, I won't stop. You know,
right.
for a moment. So I'm really taking this time as well to like collect myself and really be like, what is thy direction? What is the end goal, baby?
Yeah.
And it's good to have that roadmap.
Yeah.
And it's good to experiment along the way too.
Yeah. And I feel like check in because I feel personally, it's been like a year since I like looked at my content when we started this and I was like, oh, I want to start like vlogging and like I like food and like travel and all that stuff. And it's so funny how within a year things change and you want to like talk about certain things. And I just feel like I have different things on my heart and mind that I'm like, maybe that's not what you want to do, girl.
Or
the content you want to do. So I'm excited to see what happens on both of our ends.
Agree.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah. Definitely subscribe. Some shit's gonna be switching it up. Yeah. So if you want to see more of me and my Gen Z millennialness, subscribe to my channel.
It is nice, I feel like, having the podcast for all three of us to like, no matter how things are going with like our personal social medias, we can always come and like do this together. And it's like a consistent thing that's like always built into our schedule. And it just honestly, it kind of gives me like a sense of like, I don't know, stability and like normalcy of like, no matter what my upload schedule is on everything else, I know every Wednesday, 20 whatever, I know once a month we're getting together, we're filming four episodes. It's just that kind of like it's like a safe space for me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And I never have to think like, oh my God, like what are we gonna talk about? Because if we never came up with another topic ever, we will never have anything to like, we'll never run out of things to talk about.
We could just do this
every episode. And I feel like knowing that is like so, like that's just so comforting.
And
I love the community that we've built here, like with each other and with you guys. And it's been such a beautiful, lovely ride. And I cannot wait for the future.
Yeah. And I feel like with 20 whatever, we've always had vision. Like we've always kind of, I've never really questioned like, are we on the right path? Like, what are we really doing here? I think the only time we really questioned it was before we did like the actual rebrand and changed it to 20 whatever. I remember having the meeting where you pitched the brand board with the colors and everything, and I remember all three of us being like, I see it now. And I feel like literally since then I've seen it.
And I feel like, and it's just gonna get like just better and better for us, and I'm really excited for all of us, you guys included, for the journey ahead. Like I'm really excited for it all.
Yeah. Like even when I have not had the most, you know, confident sense of what's going on my own YouTube channels, like and it just kind of feels like I don't know where we're going. I, you know, questioning everything. I've always felt a sense of stability here. Which has been so comforting.
Agree.
Amen. That's why I'm always like, oh, save it for the pod.
Literally.
I'm like, I'll unpackage that feeling and thought later.
Totally.
Well, do y'all have anything else to share?
I don't think so. I would love to hear from you guys, like what you've been up to, what you like, let us know. Literally tell us anything. Tell us anything. Leave a comment down below. We're going to be celebrating our 1 year next week, so leave us a little celebratory comment in the comment section of whatever platform you're listening to, and text a group chat.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next week. Love you guys.
Bye.
Calling all coffee drinkers. If you've been trying to enhance your daily coffee routine, then Quest has got your back with their brand new iced coffees. now available in two delightfully delicious flavors that'll be sure to add an extra pep in your step, vanilla latte and mocha latte. Quest has been on a mission to help fuel you with protein-forward foods you'll love. Each bottle of Quest iced coffee is packed with 200 milligrams of caffeine, the same amount as 2 cups of regular coffee, plus 10 grams of protein per serving to help you supercharge your day. And did I mention that they only contain 1 gram of sugar? It might just be time to cheat on your iced coffee with iced coffee. Find Quest iced coffees on Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition. That's Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition.